Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 83rd episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about J-Hope's More and More. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So Jose, I could actually tell you what I did this week.
okay, so what popped off this week?
I got ready, guys. I was ready this time. I have my calendar and everything. We're going to touch base on a couple of things that I'm going to be mentioning here, like BTS and the SOM, the game and everything. Uh-huh. But we played some escape room, Jose. Have you ever done an escape room?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. Okay, next time if ever like we get together again or if you visit Vegas, we have to do an escape room. But we just had a couple of friends also visit from out of state, so it was really nice to like catch up with them. And I'm super excited, Jose, because this is our last week here before we start moving in over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And yeah, I'm just super excited because I'm trying to like build a whole new setup because literally, Jose, I've had this mic that I'm using for like maybe eight, nine years now. Uh-huh. My webcam for that long as well. Like, I need to step it up, you guys, because I need to give better content. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you guys are interested in my content, I'll be posting more on Patreon. Like, we're gonna actually be like watching anime dramas. We're gonna re-watch all of like the Run episodes, all of the BTS movies. So like,
oh, nice.
We're super excited. Yeah, how about you, Jose? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Pretty good. Is that the correct grammar? Who cares? I am not a teacher.
I'm not a teacher. I'm not certified to speak English.
Oh my god! I don't know why I started that. So like, I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. Let me start there. Okay. I'm doing good. Yeah. My boyfriend is no longer sick. He has no more corona. Yay! We're back to normal. So over the weekend, we went to the movies to go watch The Black Phone. I don't know if you guys have seen teasers or trailers about it. Have you heard about it?
No. Wait, okay. What is it? The Black Phone?
The Black Phone, yes. And it is considered, I guess, a scary movie, but it's very, I also think it's very smart. Like, it's a very good scary / thriller suspenseful type of movie. It's about like kidnapping children, but like, so basically, I don't want to spoil it at all, but like, this man who's kidnapping these kids, he finally meets the one that like is able to fight back and escape, basically. So that's the whole plot of the movie, and it's pretty cool. What happened?
I think I did see the teaser. The kid is locked up in a room, right, with just a phone?
Yes. So it's very also supernatural, you know what I mean?
Oh.
You might see some spirits here and there. But it's like, it's not like horror, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre or like a freaking Paranormal Activity, or like things flying. And so, you know what I mean? Like, it's very just, it's supernatural in the sense of like, yeah, there's some spirits here and there, but it's all really, really well done. It's very smart. If you really think about it at the end, you'll leave the movies like thinking like, yo, they had so many like underlying messages and like metaphors. It's really good, so I recommend it. We saw that over the weekend, and then also went out to eat because it was like my boyfriend was tired of staying inside the whole time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And like you, I also have been playing In the Sum a little bit. We'll touch on that a little bit later, but y'all, not me, I even tweeted, not me like being proud of like the levels that I'm at, and then I see some people already done with the game. Like, what the hell?
Oh my god, tell me about it, Jose. You know what, let's start with BTS In the Sum here.
Okay, yeah.
First of all, it literally just came out last week. As of when we're recording right now, yeah. It came out Tuesday. It has only been a week, and people are legit screenshotting the end of the game. Like, I think, first of all, how? Because if this is similar to, like, Homescapes, literally, it took me, I don't even know, 3 years to finish
Homescapes. Oh, my God.
And the fact that people took, like, a week, less than a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to spoil myself right now, too, though. I'm more of the type of player that I rack up on stars. So I don't necessarily, you know how when you rack up stars in the game.
Yes.
Oh, actually, let me start from the beginning. So, BTS In the Sum is about, you know, all seven of the characters, which is really cute because they base it off of, like, real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dialogue and similar events, because the storyline is them. I don't even know what exactly they were trying to do, Jose, because they mentioned they were trying to go camping and they were on a ship and they crashed because Namjoon broke the steering wheel. Like, come on. And then, you know, it's just funny how they ended up on the island, and everything that happens throughout is just super, super, super cute. Love the dialogue for sure. I feel like the game was especially made for armies because there are so many references to things that, like, inside jokes that only armies would understand.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know how to describe this game other than if you've played, like, actually, I've never played Candy Crush, but if you guys have played, like, Homescapes, it's basically, like, the same. You match up little images or icons to, yeah, I don't know how to explain the game, Jose.
No, yeah, yeah.
Not me trying.
I think by you saying, even if you haven't played Candy Crush, I think everybody at this point knows what it is. You know what I mean? Even if you haven't played it. But it's that. It's basically like a matching puzzle game.
Ah, there you go, yeah.
But with like an added story to it. So like you have to play these levels, puzzles, to be able to continue with the story, because with every level you get stars, and those stars allow you to like unlock, you know, the next chapter of the story or the next phase of the story or whatever you want to call it. So basically you just have to keep playing these levels to do that. And then of course you can also have like there's like stores that you can like buy stuff. You actually spend money. So it's like any other app puzzle too, where you can spend like, let's say $5 and then you get like 5 diamonds or something like that, whatever, gems or whatever, to just make it a little bit faster for you to be able to like finish the game if you wanted to, or just advance faster than like maybe your friends or whatever. And it's cute because it's like at the end you're getting a story, you're also building your own island because you get to put stuff where you want, and then you get like goodies, and then you can also customize them by if you want to purchase like clothing and stuff, accessories for the guys and stuff like that. So I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just like Roseanne said, I'm just like I shouldn't even be shocked, but like that some armies already finished the entire game. I'm over here, y'all. I'm still in the double digit levels, y'all. I have not even reached 100. And people talking about there's gonna be a new update the 1,020 level. Like, girl, this.
They're already like, geez, we gotta release the next levels already because armies be finishing this game. It's crazy. No, I love it because it just shows, man, like the demand and how far armies are willing to go and, yeah, and all that stuff. But it's really fun. I personally love this type of game. This is the type of game I play when to pass time and,
yes,
stuff like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was like super cute, the animation. Even though they're very simple design of the characters, like they totally made them distinguishable as far as like who's who and how they laugh and how they interact. Yes. Like it's totally the personalities of the characters. And I don't know if, you know, as the game goes along, but up till now, what I've played, like Yoongi is trying to sleep, y'all. He just wants to sleep. I don't know further on in the story, but where I'm at, leave him alone. He just wants to sleep.
Like, I know what level you're talking about. They legit had to, like, make up the bed for him. they had to make the bed by the beach for him because he just wanted sleep, y'all. But it's just so funny. Like, yeah, it's so true. Like what Jose mentioned, like the little designs of the characters, you could tell who was who.
Yeah.
And the voices and just the animation and the lines they say, it's hilarious. So I feel like it's, if you're a BTS fan, you should really download this game because it's cute.
I even told my boyfriend about it because he likes the puzzle game. Like there's Toon Blast, which we play, this which is also similar to that, where you match different like shapes and colors and stuff. There's another one that he plays, so like he likes those types. And I was like, so BTS just came out with their own, so maybe you might want to play that one, because sometimes, you know, he'll run out of like lives or hearts or whatever you want to call it, so like he has to wait until he gets more to be able to play the next round. So I was like, you can add that one, so like whenever you're done with one, you move on to the next. And he's like, okay,
exactly. That is a really good way. Like, if you could literally add another game into it, and like, yeah, when you run out of lives, just go to the next game until the other game gets lives back. So I think that's a good tip.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. But, of course, more things happened over the weekend other than BTS in the SOM.
Literally.
I don't even know where to begin because we knew J-Hope's upcoming album was going to be very different. And we talked about it being extremely dark.
Yes.
So just getting the first single. So I believe this is the first single. I think another music video is coming out for his actual like album release on July 15, or like the digital album release on July 15. We don't know yet, actually. I'm just theorizing there's another music video, because More is the first single.
Right.
They called it. But what did you think of J-Hope's More? Jose.
Okay, so there's a lot to talk about. I'ma go into the song. Like the song first. Uh-huh. And then I'll go into like the music video. So the song, this I cannot think about another. I should just leave it there, right? Like I can't even. I have no more evens to can't. I cannot think about other J hoops that like match this. Like this is completely, this is not Hobie. This is not Jay, like we call when he comes to LA. This is like, this is Jack, I think, right? Because even J Hope is kind of like, we're so used to like maybe Daydream or like Hope World, but it's like, no, honey. He said, scratch that. I'm coming out new with a new vibe, a new look, and everything, and with a new sound. So I am not a clown after all. I even said it in my reaction. When The Rock kicked in with the chorus and pre-chorus part of the song, I was like, okay, so we knew it was going to be hip-hop, but when he threw The Rock in there, I was like, I knew it! Like, those concept photos gave me rocker vibes, and it is rock, y'all. I am so excited to hear the rest of the album. It is so, like, this song is so good. I showed it to my boyfriend. He even said, this is really good. He's like, this is like that new, it's being called like new metal or something like that, where it's like rock is coming back, but in, with a different like sound that these, that artists are like playing around with. And you can see how like J-Hope mixed in, you know, the rock with the old school hip hop, and it just worked. And his delivery as well, like, it's almost like, it's obviously he's rapping, but he's also throwing in some singing in there too, because when he was doing like the, doing it, I mean, I don't know the lyrics exactly, but like with the doing it all, like all that, like I was like going through it, and then the inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale, I could not do that myself, I could not breathe, but you know, that part, I loved it. Just, I mean, the chorus, I know Lollapalooza is gonna be the place to be. Ooh, the place to be. Okay. How about you about the song? Sorry, Rosa, because I could go on and
I know what you mean. I feel like I could continue off of like where you left off with like music wise. It does, it's, we kind of had a feeling it was gonna go this direction, but actually seeing J-Hope, or I'm sorry, Jack, execute this song, it's just, until now, is mind blowing. It is something we've never seen before, and I just love how he is able to express freely and be creative with his music. You know what I mean? Totally 180 from the image that he had before. And I just love how diverse he is. And like, you know, we always kind of knew that, you know, his love for hip hop, but the fact that he implemented rock into that, and like grunge, like it is two genres in one, but the way he mixed it was well, it was well done.
Yes.
And the music video, I think, really, really adds to the element of the song, because it's just so dark. I've never seen this type of makeup on Hobie. And the demeanor he puts, like, he is actor of the year. There's this one part towards the end of the music video where he gets a little bit close to the camera and he does like that face. It's just like sinister, and I just, I love it.
Oh, but I was gonna ask you, Roseanne, do you have any theory or like a concept of what the music video is? We didn't really get into that part. For me,
yes,
for me, I like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Fight Club, but that's where I went to. It's lit. I mean, I could also be wrong, like Hobie could come out and say, this is not related to Fight Club. And I'd be like, okay, I'm a clown. But if you look at the movie Fight Club, it literally matches the music video, where it's like two people. But at the end, you realize that these two people were the same person. This person, and then in this instance, it's J-Hope, created this other persona to kind of like live vicariously throughout. So in like the movie Fight Club, there's two characters, obviously. So this person is like kind of like sick and tired with his day job and day-to-day life and whatever, whatever. Okay. He meets this other person, and then this person is kind of like free and gets to like do the things that he wants to do. He wants to be like him. But at the same time, then they create this Fight Club that's like underground. Long story short is at the end that he finds out that it's him. It's always been him, and he just created this person in his mind. And so with the, and it just matches the colors and the imagery of J-Hope's More as well. And so with More, you see J-Hope like in the hospital, and then he sees himself as well in the hospital bed as well. We also see him in the underground, like having that rock out session with his band with these other guys as well. So it's kind of like it really matches that story. So I think it's him accepting himself fully, and the realization at the end is that like inside the box is we were in his mind, in his head. That's how I'm taking the like the theory of it. I don't know if you had something similar or something different.
Yes, the interesting point of that is just how we started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that hallway, the FedEx, I just call it FedEx, comes with a package and it shows a key as if, you know, like that. That's the thing though, Jose. It's like, who had the key to unlock? I don't, you know, we don't know if the key was in the box or okay. But anyways, like the way we started off with, you know, the Hobie in the black jumpsuit.
Yes.
And he opens a box and it kind of like leads us through like the office and leads us to things. So, you know, at the end, the realization was like that box had all of the locations, the sets that were in the music video. And yes. like, I couldn't really see. I didn't really try zooming into that box, but it did show like it. There was somebody inside that box. I don't know if you saw, Jose. Like, it was in the middle of the garage. It was like a image. Or we don't know if it's like a figure, like a person mm-hmm. figure, but it was like a black dot. And I don't know if that was supposed to be him.
Oh, okay.
But the symbol, I wanted to ask your theory on like the symbolism of him closing the box. Like, mm-hmm. does it mean that, okay, he's not ready to let them out yet?
Uh-huh.
Or like what? That's the only thing that I didn't really look into further to like decipher.
So
was the imagery of him closing the box.
Right. So for me, if because I went with Fight Club, like I said, and the end mm-hmm. of at the end of Fight Club, in order for him to get rid of this other persona, he shoots himself. Because he realizes, the main character realizes that this person has been living within him. Like, he has, like, that multiple personality disorder. So in order for him to get rid of this other personality, he shoots himself. It's quite graphic and, I mean, that's very intense, you know. It's kind of like the imagery. And it's not necessarily that he killed that other person, because at the end of the day, that person is himself. But the action of him actually picking up a gun and shooting himself kind of like symbolizes like he realizes what he has to do to get rid of this person. So this is the only difference that I took with J-Hope's more. Because obviously J-Hope is not trying to get rid of... For me, he's not trying to get rid of this other persona within him. I actually took it as in like, okay, he wasn't as chaotic. He was very peaceful in it. When he closes the box, he does it very carefully. He doesn't like dispose of it. He doesn't like crush the box. He doesn't do really nothing to destroy it or to dispose of it, or not that we can see, you know. Obviously the video ends, we don't know if there's a continuation to that, but when he closes it, he does it very carefully. Like, he just presses down, like closes it, and then it looks like he walks away. So I was thinking like, this is kind of him accepting himself, like accepting this persona, realizing that he is okay living with this other persona with him, because it's him at the end of the day. And because he's so careful with it, he's like gonna take care of this, because at the end of the day, that's who he really wants to be. And then that he's who he's always wanted to be. So he's gonna take care of this persona, quote unquote, even though it is him. So that's what I took from it at the end, him realizing that and just being okay with it. So that's why he didn't like, he wasn't like chaotic, like I said. It was very carefully closed. Like, he took care of the box. That's what I got.
Makes from it. Sense. Yeah. I mean, especially since it kind of goes hand in hand with also his song Ego.
Yes.
And some people were referencing Ego as well, since there was also that like hospital scene that happened in Ego. So like, you know, like I tried not to connect it so much to the storyline, obviously, because this could be his own thing. But also, as an artist, he has gone through all these personas and, you know, his realization of his ego. So, like, yeah, I felt the same way, he was at peace. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the closing of the mind was just, he just was wanting to look into it. But I don't know. I feel like maybe we will see the box again, because, you know, it's called Jack in the Box. And it's, the Jack in the Box is something like a jester or clown in a box that is released, you know, after something is thing. So I have a feeling we might see the box again. You know, now that I think about it, if we are seeing a little bit more of his other personas, this is one of them. Mm-hmm. Jack is one of them. Or the one that we saw from Moore is one of them.
And what's crazy, Roseanne, is that in Fight Club, the main person, he's nameless. Like, he doesn't have a name.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
He's referenced as the narrator because he's narrating the entire movie. But there is hints given throughout that like his name is actually Jack, and that's where like,
and the last name is, you know the last name, right?
Wait, hold on, let me look that up. No, I don't know the last
you know Okay, guys, this is because I have not watched Fight Club. Okay, because I was just reading everyone's thing, and I even Googled it myself to make sure that his full name is Jack Moore with like
double. Oh wait, yes, yes. Oh my God, you're right.
Yes. Yes, okay. So that's why everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Because, you know, Jack in the Box, and then his song is called More.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we could be called a clown if it is not related to Fight Club. But there's just, like Hobie said, there's just so many similarities. You know, people have also done the screenshots side by side.
Yes.
And the fact that the character's name is Jack Moore. And we have gone over, like, you know, it shows the office scene and the band scene. It's just, you know, there's just too many similarities for it to not be connected to it. But, yeah, we will see. I mean, it would be really interesting if it was kind of like a storyline album. You know what I mean? Like, we're at the start right now. And eventually, maybe we could see this same character in, like, in Hobie's jumpsuit. You know what I mean? Like, Hobie's going to still be, like, in a jumpsuit kind of image. And, yeah, so... excited to see how the album is gonna turn out. He, as of right now, when we're talking, he did drop another teaser for the upcoming album.
Yes.
And I did want to, like, ask you, Jose, like, when Hobie was talking during Festa, he mentioned the album is cohesive. So do you think it's gonna be almost the same? What if the next music video he's gonna be wearing similar outfit? It's just like a similar storyline that's gonna continue.
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be like that? Like the sound of it too?
I think, because I don't want to, like, you know, like just say, oh, it's gonna be all like this. But when he says cohesive, I do think it's a lot to do with the sound, whether it's like experimental, but not experimental in the sense that, like, oh, like one song sounds like multiple songs in one. Not like that. I feel like experimental where, like, we're seeing new sounds that we have not heard with J-Hope before. For example, rock, you know? And I feel like rock could be thrown in there with a lot of songs. It doesn't have to be, like, from the start to end, like, a full rock song either. He can throw in hip-hop as well in there. But I was also thinking more, I feel like, because it's the title, it's the first thing we're hearing of the album, and it kind of combines those two genres,
yeah,
together. I was thinking maybe there are going to be songs that are straight hip hop. Maybe there are going to be songs that are all rock as well, with some here and there that is like mixed in with maybe a little pop, but not like too much in there, because just to keep that dark vibe as well. I was also thinking, like, it doesn't have to be like super, super dark as well, because you know how, like, the band that I can think of right now at the top of my head is like Paramore, like Blink 182, like these bands were very much about like that type of like alternative rock, like grunge era to like emo, but at the same time they threw color in there as well, in the sound and in the visuals as well. So I don't see J-Hope like straying away too far from that. I feel like he wants to throw in some like fun elements to it, and that's why he's going with the whole Jack in the Box vibe, because at the end of the day, that's also kind of like a fun theme to it. So it's kind of like, it also gave me like a fun house. You know how like fun houses, like when you go in there, it's like all these mirrors and it's just like playing games with like your eyes and like how things move and they look distorted and stuff like that. So I feel like he wants to like play around with that vibe as well, where it's like you expect one thing and then he gives you another. And even though I was expecting like a rocker type of vibe, he gave me like a totally different sound than what I was thinking when I was thinking wrong. So I feel like that's what he's going to be doing with that kind of like idea of like cohesion, you know what I mean? And of course the fashion goes along with it, like, why, you know, he loves like fashion, he loves to like experiment with his fashion as well.
Exactly. You know how you mentioned color, Jose? Yeah. It brings me back to, you know, his More image that they have on like Spotify, and it shows cause. Remember, we briefly discussed this before we started recording, but that image itself has a lot of color. And remember, the first concept photo that he dropped for the album introduction was also colorful. So I'm actually looking back at the image right now that, you know, there could be like the cause collab happening right now. The outfit that he's wearing, that from what we could see, Jose, it's like those funhouse stuff, Jose. Like the checkered. You know when you're looking at something visually, what is that?
Oh my God, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like it plays with your eyes. It's those eye trick kind of looking images.
Yes.
And he probably is going to like go into that, especially since he's given us that jester kind of vibe as well. So, yeah, I really don't know what to expect. All I know is that it's going to be a lot more music, a lot more songs that we've never heard from Hobie before. And I don't know, do you think, you didn't mention this, and because I haven't really been on as active on Twitter, but you did mention like Namjoon and the cause thing, like what
So basically, like Roseanne said, he is working with cause, or he already did actually, so he's worked with cause for the album artwork for Jack in the Box. It has not been revealed, but he did post on Instagram that he had exciting news and he wanted to share with us that he has worked with cause for the album artwork that will be revealed later on. We don't know when, but it's going to be revealed later on. I don't know if like the more album artwork, which is like, the single artwork where you just see his arm and then like you said, the colorful background. I don't know if maybe that's, because I was thinking, what if that's like one part of the entire photo and then later on it's revealed that it's the entire body, like Hobie's body. This isn't Hobie, this is Jack. Jack's body in the middle. And then it's the entire album. But it might not be, and it could just be like a little teaser of like, it gives us that feel of like, we want more. We want to see the entire artwork. And so it might be different once it comes out. So on this post, there is a photo with the artist cause, and then there's Hobie in there as, I'm sorry, not Hobie, there's Namjoon in there as well. And a lot of people, including me, you know, we might be reaching, but we were like, what if there is a song in here featuring RM, and then just gonna, you know, kill us all.
I can't imagine. Yeah, you know, like, we know both of their love for cause.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was in this post. I know this image was like taken when they had that cause in the water. So this was a while back. Mm-hmm. But like, we don't know if this is hinting, because at the end of his Instagram post, he does show us like that image that, you know, for his song More. But at the end of it, Jose, I also noticed he says, "And next?"
Question mark.
So, and question mark. So like, I do have a feeling like maybe we are going to get a full art of this, like the full image of this. And it's, I don't know, just how he's also releasing this album is, you know, genius. We literally want more. It's so funny because that's the title of his first single, More. And so, yeah, he is going to be performing this at Hobiepalooza.
Yes.
And it's going to be insane. Because I can't imagine everyone literally screaming, because I want so much.
Yeah, you know? It's going to get a little wild, y'all. But I mean, it is what it is, and we shall be there.
Yes, we shall be. I'm going to be in the back. We're just talking about this with Hobie. I mean, not with Hobie. Oh, my God. I mean, with with Jose.
I'm Hobie now, y'all. I'm Charlie Puth and Hobie.
DeLulu. Well, we're gonna be in the back. I was saying, we're gonna literally be on a tree, like in the back. I don't know how you're. This is gonna be the first time I'm ever going to like a music festival.
Yeah.
KCON does not count. Okay, it's different. This is like a music festival, so I'm like scared. Like the things that we do for BTS, I swear. I'm flying all the way to Chicago, going to a music festival. Oh my gosh.
It'll be fun. I was telling Roseanne, it's like, it can be a little overwhelming because of the amount of people. And Lollapalooza is one of the biggest ones right there with Coachella. So it's not going to be like this little small like thing. So that's why it's kind of like, it's a little bit overwhelming. But she's going to be going one day before me, because I'm only going for Hobie. She's also going to be there the day before. So I was thinking that's a good idea for her, because she can also get a feel, a vibe of kind of what it is like there. And she can also feel like, okay. So I have an idea of what to expect tomorrow, you know what I mean?
True. Don't worry. I'll be building a tree house on the tree. So that's where we're going to be. was kidding. I was telling him, we gotta find, like, a spot somewhere. I'm just so scared to, like, be in the front, guys. Yeah. Like, I really want to get, especially, you know, for armies who are not able to attend, like, I really want to get amazing footage for you guys, but... I'm just, yeah, I'll figure it out, guys. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll build stairs. I'll build a ladder somewhere. Not in the crowd. Oh, that reminds me, too. I can't wait. I don't think I've seen, they didn't release any images of, like, the merch coming out, right? Like,
oh, no. We just got, like, a little graphic, if you want to call it that. You know what I mean? But there is merch coming. I'm excited for that, too.
But before we end this podcast, though, we did want to give a quick shout out to... Jungkook. Yeah. Well, Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook's Left and Right got number 22 on the Hot 100. Yay! Congratulations. It was the highest debut song for this week for the charts. So, but yeah, I'm like just super excited to see what the other members have in store, especially to this like amazing start of Hobi showing us this side of him. So oof, we're going through it, you guys. Let's like bathe in Jack's era.
Oh my god.
What?
You guys, why am I so okay? So when Rosette started saying let's bathe in Jack's, my mind went somewhere that it should not go. I was like, I was like, where is she going with the bathe in what? Roseanne,
bathe in like the content we're getting. What were you thinking?
You know, it's sunshine. I was thinking about my sunshine. Gosh. Bathing in sunshine. Let's go. Sure. So I think that's a good place to end the episode, y'all. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Where am I going? Off script. That's where I'm going. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Rose.
Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung.